Kum lena blad gemara. We're left lama base starting lama aleph on the base at the bottom by the Mishnah. This is Yud Gimel Nissen. So three avedas that women get punished for. Those are their three avedas and nida and chala and lokas neir, which is chana. Nida, my time. Why should they get punished by nida? Such a strict punishment. She sinned with her inner parts of her body. Therefore, when it comes to giving birth from a womb, that's where she gets punished. Thinking about a tainach nida, makes sense nida why she gets punished in that region. This person from Galil dashing before Rav Chizah. I gave you, a person needs a minimum of a revius, a kav of blood to exist. I gave you a revius, at least kidam is hard to eschem, and therefore I'm going to warn you that a person has to take care of those mitzvahs to do with dam. And then, reishis kros yeschem, next thing is, I called you my first, al iske reishis, to do matters of first, which is challah, he's hard to eschem, I warn you. Neshama, the next thing is neshama shenasati bechem kruine. The neshama I gave you is called the candle, as we had 2 days ago. Al is to blot ago. Al is ke neid his hearty eschem. So I'm warning you about those mitzvahs to do with neir. I'm warning you. If you follow them, fine. V'imlavar in neitul nishmaschem. So why dafka when it comes to the nashim? Why nashim the ones reliable when it comes to lakas neir? So Rashi gives two pshatim which is brought down Shulchan Aruch. Either because the tzarech habayi is tluyimba, they're the ones who monitor all the nyanim of the house, and therefore this is to do with kavod, einig, and shalom bayis, as we learned, so they're the ones who are responsible. And also because chava, when we brought Adam, misa to Adam, so therefore they're misakin by bringing light back to the world. And the interesting minig, it says in the Bayit Heitiv that a woman gives birth the very first Shabbos, the woman doesn't like, but the man likes. Because that week, maybe, she brought light to the world by bringing a child into the world, so therefore she doesn't need to light the native Shabbos. Why punk then b'shas leidasen? Says the Gemara. There's a saying, "Nafal toida." When a cow falls down, chadla sikin to sharpen the knife. In other words, once the cow is vulnerable, sharpen the knife. And this is l'chayd has to do with this is like nida, because nida is karis, and therefore, which is sharpening the knife. Abaye Amar Abaye says, "Tofish teides hamsam b'chad matu levi." When the maid does so many different things wrong, with one, eventually piles up, and with one blow, you hit her. Same way, while the woman is giving birth, and this has to do with chava, because that's what the Torah's punishment is, that she will have pain because of what happened to chava. So that's when we combine the aggregate other, we aggregate other avedas as well. Avchidah says, Avchidah lived before Abaye v'Rava, but we're following, I guess, the pattern. That's nida, now we're moving on to other than chala shavke leravia, leave an inebriated person, let him fall. The menafshin, he'll fall on his own. So therefore, he'll fall on his own. A woman who's anyway giving birth, and she needs all the help she can get, and therefore, all the Abish has to do is not give her that extra help, and she will get punished, or she gets naturally she succumbs. Marukva, Marabuka says raya chigra. If the shepherd is limping, and the goats are running agav chutra mili. That when he brings them to the flock, he can talk to them. Once they're inside the barn, he can count on everything else. So therefore, the same thing over here. So while she's giving birth, she needs all the nisim she can get, and that's when we make a cheshbon. That's the time we reevaluate the situation. So therefore, if she has these avedas, it's a bad omen. Rav Papa says, Abab chanuasa nefishei. That the entrance to the store is Lefishi Achim and Achmi. There are a lot of people there, and there's wealth there. In other words, suddenly you have a lot of family. When somebody's wealthy, suddenly he has second, fifth, eighth cousins, and they're all his family. He has a lot of brothers and friends. Lefishi Achmi and Achmi. Abab is Yoine, but somebody is poor, in the door of a poor house. Loi Achi, but Loi Menachmi. Doesn't have any brothers, suddenly he has no family, and he has no friends. Nobody wants to know him. Same thing over here. So when you find yourself at a time of sakana, that's a bad time, and it's very easy for the Satan Rahman Islam to punish you and do other bad things. How can you then check his maisim then? Because that's when they look, well, so easy to bring down other bad deeds, even though they're not so bad, but because you're anyway in a vulnerable state, that's when they pile them up. Amar Ish Lakish.
So now we want to ask what's an oath. God hechem with an ordinary a man. When does he get shekhe? A woman when she gives birth. But a man, by him, if he does avedus, when is he vulnerable? Whenever he puts his life in peril, he's vulnerable. For the marshal, he crosses a bridge. That's only case when he crosses a bridge. Whenever he's vulnerable, if let's say a wall, he's walking by a shaky wall, or he walks any place with a makom sakana, he's endangering his life. Rav loy over b'mivra. Rav would never cross on a boat. The yosebe akum that a guy was sitting there as well. Somebody said, "Dilma mivka leidina alei." Maybe this guy deserves to be punished. Umatfisna b'hadein. I'm there already. They'll say, "Oh, is it worth making a nest to save Rav?" Nah. So he'll get punished with him. Shmuel just all the way around. Shmuel loy over ella b'mivra akum. He would dafka go only where goyim went. And what's the logic in that? Somebody said, "Sitna b'teruma loy shalit." The sultan doesn't like, interesting, to kill two different nations at the same time. How do you explain this virus right now? I don't know. Rabbi Yannai would check, and then the boat to make sure there were no punctures, that it was not in danger of life, and then only then, and the over, and then he would cross over. Rabbi Yannai tamed amal lo'il mayam lo mok sakana. A person should never put himself into a sakana in layman, and then he'll say, "Sha'oysin l'nest, the Abish is going to help me." Shemayin oysin l'nest, who said the Abish will help you? If you makom sakana, you can't walk around saying, "Oh, a nest will happen." You can't do that. You can't put yourself into sakana. And even if David doesn't make a nest, it comes at a cost. Because you place yourself in that situation, it'll deduct from Yizchuyus in Gan Eden. What's the pasuk? That I feel that my Yizchuyus were diminished because of all the good things you did to me till now. So it came at a cost. On a day that was very, very windy, the south wind used to blow, and it's very dangerous, like hurricane winds. Lenofik lebendik, he would not walk between trees, between palm trees, because it's in danger of his life. He would require a nest, and it would come at a cost. A person should always daven, better to daven, that you don't become sick in the first place, than davening, wait till I get sick, and then daven. We say to him, it's going to come at a cost. If you are already sick, and now you want to cure yourself, it comes at a cost. So it's much easier to prevent. Omar Rukh, my quarter, what's a pasuk? It says by the marker when you build a fence around your house, it says you shouldn't have any blood spilled in your house. Ki yipol hanoifel mimenu. The person who meant to fall from it. What does that mean? Memenu lohavi raya. So that means, so we'll look at right now, since you're about to fall, you need to somehow or another prove that you deserve to be saved. We look at you and see, well, Mimenu, so first pshat is Mimenu, we look at you and see whether you deserve to be saved. We learned that the Neifel before rose, this person, I mean, a Neifel, is already deemed to be a Neifel from the beginning of creation. Already, everything was already destined to happen, and this was destined to happen. So you're already a Neifel. He didn't fall yet. He became a Neifel. Akasu kara Neifel. We already labeled him a Neifel because even before he fell, he was meant to fall. Elosh megalgus chosel zake v'choy v'dechayev. That a person who does mitzvahs, other good deeds will come through him. But a person who did bad things won't build a mica, and therefore, even though this person was destined to die, why did he die in your house? Because you didn't do the right thing either. A person is dying, we tell him, misvada. If a person chas v'sholom is dying, we tell him, say vidush. Anybody's about to pass away, there's vidush. Adam, if you're going out in the marketplace, you should consider yourself. Every time you go in the marketplace, you're taking a risk. It's as if you're giving yourself over before a judge. I mean, these words may mean a lot more today than they've meant before. If you have, let's say, just merely a headache, you should think yourself as if you're being already placed in, you know, a place with a judge, which is not as clean or not as they don't follow the rules as much as by ordinary judges. Sardiot. Although the mitzvah, now if you're very ill, you happen to be lying in bed, you're doing many kishalula gardam, as if you brought to a gardam, which is even over there. It's purely the executioners where they sentence people to death, and you need a lot of advocates there to ensure that you stay alive. If only you have great advocates, will you be saved? So what are the advocates of a person? Tshuva u'maisim tovim. These are the advocates to do tshuva and good deeds. 999 you have prosecutors, And the Echad Malam Chos, you have one good advocate, Nitzel, that's enough. If you do even a couple of mitzvahs, you will be saved. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, Im Yesh Olav Malach Melitz Echad, Mine Elof, you have one advocate amongst a thousand, that's enough. Lahagin La'odim, they will tell the person Yashra his good deeds. And then Vayachanunu, they'll have Rachmanas Vayyemeh, and they'll say, P'do'eyu Mered Shachas. Okay, we're going to prevent him from falling down into the nether. Place it. Abba Lazar, Menezer, Gulam, Afilatesha, he says, even 999 Ba'isa Malach Lechayva, including your Malach, also find fault in your behavior. But this very Malach who found fault in your behavior, Be'erlechus, that this very Malach has 999 reasons why you are faulted, but he has one Chush, and it says, Melitz Echad Mini Aleph, that even he himself generally is against you. The preponderance of opinions are against you, and he himself is probably against you, but he has one schus for you, that's enough. So make sure you do a couple of mitzvahs, minimum. Don't know what you learned. We said in the Mishnah, that these are, when did the women pass away, were the most vulnerable when they, while giving birth. Rabbi Lazar and Noshi Mesa is the oldest, and what do you call it? They pass away when they are young. Yoldes doesn't mean when they give birth, it means not yoldes, but yoldes when they are young. What do you mean? What sins are we talking about? Because they wash the clothing of their little kids on Shabbos, and they're even one of the malachas of Libun. Not because of any particular Aveda, it's more an attitude that they refer to the Aron Kodesh as Arno. Arno, the term in those days that they used to use for their large homes or palaces or mansions, and they use the same thing here. For the Aron, so it's a cheap term. Tanya, it's a Lashon of Bezoyin. Tanya, Mishmol Lazoyim, Be'avashnei Tvorim Amiratzim Meisim, Amiratzim passed away for two reasons. Also, again, they're not respectful. Asher Koyin, Kodesh Arna, for the same reason, they call it an Arna. They don't call it Aron Kodesh. And Asher Koyin, Beis HaKnesset, Beis Am. They call it a gathering place for the people. Even though we call it Beis HaKnesset, it's also the gathering place. But in Beis HaKnesset, he can include the Eibishter. He's gathering with us. Beis Am sounds like the Eibishter is not there, devoid of any Ruchnis, only a people's place. That's why. And also Knesset is because Knesset is Yisrael. So therefore, it is a laudatory term. Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael, Shloshim, but Kmisni, Rabbi Isha, the three things that we can let you check a woman for regarding three sins. That when she finds some sakana, we check to see whether she deserves to be saved or not. Those are the three mitzvahs of a woman. But I'm the other say Shloisha Dovke Misa. These are three things that are attached to her that sometimes make her die earlier, prematurely. And what are they? Misa Nida Vichalo Lokasner. Choda, we learned one braisa like Rabbi Lazar, and Vichoda, we learned one braisa like the Rabbanon. Tanya Lo Shimulaima, Shimulaima says, Hilchis Hegdish Truma Umaisa, the halachas of Hegdish Truma Umaisa, Hain Gufi Torah, these are laws derived from the Torah itself. The Nimsur Lama Oretz, the Torah trusted everybody with these laws, even Lama Oretz. It's only the Rabbanan that we say Demai and all that, but Mahatayda, we trust them for everything. Tanya, we learned, Rab Nosson says, Ba'oven Adori makes Ishal Adam. If a person makes a neder and doesn't observe it, his family gets affected. Shanemar, it says, Im ein lechol l'shalom, if you cannot pay, fulfill your promises, lama yikav mishkov mitzecha, why should your mishkov or your wife, your family, be taken away from you? Rabbi Yemberger says, ba'oven adorim boni meisit, not your wife, but your children will die, shen tani, when they're young. It says in Pasuk, al titen es picho lachtiz v'recha, you shouldn't allow your mouth to cause sin to your flesh. Al toime lifnei hamalach, and you shouldn't say to malach kishgogi, it was a mistake. Because Loma Yiktzav Elokim, why should you anger Hashem al kolecha on your voice? And the chibel as masi yedecha, and you should harm your deeds. What do you mean you shouldn't give your mouth? We're talking about the darim, and this causes harm to your flesh and blood. These are your children. And what's the harm that you're bringing on your masi yedecha? That is your children. And Rashi Lifnei HaMalachim means the person that's going to fundraise and you swear, yeah, I'll give you and everything else, and you don't end up keeping. And Al Kolech means you're causing damage because of your voice
because the promise, as it said, you'll give charity, and you didn't fulfill your promise. So it affects your own children. Tell what we learned. That your children died, but it was Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon. If you don't learn Teide, it affects your entire family. Like we just said, we brought a pasuk. What do you derive from? The chesiv, because it says in pasuk, "Lashav he kasi as benechem." For no reason, I hurt your children, and musar lo lakhu, and they didn't take any musar from it. And we title this "Lashav he kasi as benechem." You think I did it for nothing? I did it because musar lo lakhu, they didn't take any lessons from the Torah. And therefore, that's where they got punished. We'll learn from here as well. Lashav, he kasi, you think for no reason. As benech mal iske shav, on empty platitudes, you make promises, you never kept them. That's why they got punished. The same person. The Rebbe, Bavna Dona, come right here. Rabbi Yudanossi says it's to Toydim. Before he says it's Nadani. Which one is it? Says Gemara, Bosa, the Shama, Brabalaza, Rab Shimon. After he heard that Rabbi Elazar Shimon says that it's Nedarim, so then he changed his mind. Others say, no, it's the oven, the sin of mezuzah. If you don't have a mezuzah on your door, as everyone says, that's why your children pass away, they're young. And one says, Bittel Teda. The man don't have a mezuzah, he tashens, it says in Pasik, L'man Yirbi, Yimechem, Evenechem. And the Pasik before that talks about mezuzah. Mikra Nidish Lefanev, V'loy Lif Lefanev. And the Pasik before that talks about Limanat Teda. So you only go back one Pasik, not two. You also get punished for Oven Bittel Teide, Mikra Nidish Lefanav, Vilif Lefanav. You dash on a pasuk before and two psukim as well. One says it's the sin of mezuzah, the chad oma ba oven tzitzis. If you wear a four-cornered garment and you're not wearing tzitzis, or worse, you're not making an effort to wear tzitzis. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Mandam ba mezuzah, the one that says that's to do with mezuzah, I understand. Okay, understand. There's a connection between the two. Ella lemadom of it sits my time. Why? Amar of kana v'teme sheila morei the chesiv. We have a pasuk. The pasuk says gam kenafayich on your corners of your beged nimtzu dam nafshes that evyoinim nikim, innocent people will die because of your corners. Because you did not do the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore your young children who are innocent will pass away. Taisa says that maybe it's only talking about in those days, that all their garments had four corners. So therefore, if you didn't have tzitzis on them, they got punished. But today, so since people, we don't wear such garments that have four corners, therefore, you don't have to go out of your way to buy them in order to be mekayem the mitzvah. So today's not saying that you don't get punished today if you don't have an Arba Kanfas Begid, because generally we don't wear them. So if you don't put yourself in that situation, so you didn't do the mitzvah, but it's not something to get punished. But then Taisa concludes, and this is one of the Mekairis, that there is an inyan to bring yourself to do a mitzvah in the Taisa. So in other words, there's an inyan to buy a talus cotton so that you can be kind the mitzvah tzitzis. And he learns it from Saita by Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, why did he want to go to Yisrael? V'chilechol mipirya, that he wanted to eat from the fruits. So Moshe said, no, since the mitzvah is Yisrael, I want to be able to mekayim it. So Moshe was very upset why he couldn't be in a situation where he could do mitzvahs. So you see from here, there's a mitzvah to bring yourself to a situation that you could do mitzvahs. Says Gemara further, there's another pasuk which teaches regarding of a mezuzah. The chesiv, it says in pasuk that Abishah says, It's further down the pasuk where it says that in your corners you'll find the blood of innocent people, you're causing the blood. Lo b'machteres mutzasim, I didn't find them in caves. And sha'osu psochim k'machteres, that they made the doors of the house like a cave which has no mezuzah. Because a cave doesn't have any posts, so therefore there's no mezuzah there. And that's what sort of see this very same pasuk also covers a house that has no mezuzahs, that the young ones get punished. Amish Lakish, Kola Zoi Betzitzis, talking about tzitzis, whoever is very careful in the midst of tzitzis, Zoicha Umisham Shinloi Beza Lofim Vechesmeis Avadim. You'll have a total of
of 2,800 servants. And what's the cheshbon? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Koyim Hashem Tzvaki, the Eibusha says, that by Yomi Mahema, come a time, Asher Yachziku Asora Noshim Mikol Shoynes HaGoyim, you will have 10 people from speak from every dialect, every language, serving you, Mikol HaGoyim, Yachziku, and they will be Mahzi B'Knafish Yehudi, they will hold on to the corner of Yid, Lema say, Nelchi Mocha, we want to join you. So the Knaf is the mitzvah tzitzis, 10 per nation. We know that 70 nations, that 700 nations, that 4 kanfas. So therefore, it's 2,800 servants. Tanya, we learned, the Mechamer says, Ba'oven sinas chinam, on account of the sin, of hate of another person, of the Yid, Meriba Rabba der Beis Shel Adam, he bring, invites hate and arguments in his own home. But Rashi, interesting, says, by sinas chinam, we're talking about what's the definition of chinam for no reason. What do you mean chinam? When is there a reason? So Rashi says there is a reason. If somebody does an aveda, you're allowed to hate that person. And Al Rebbe Tanya defines it more. You're allowed to hate the person, the aveda, for what he did, but you have to love him for all the good things he did. And so Rashi says you're allowed to hate a person for the aveda, but we're talking about sin chinam. Don't do with an aveda. Stop. So what do you do? You're inviting arguments and dissension in your own home. And furthermore, the ishtam apelos and fallen, she will miscarry constantly. And your kids will die prematurely if you're a baal machlekes. Just like you're dismissing love, so too the love of your life, which are your children, will also be dismissed. If somebody does not give challah, they won't have any bracha in their treasures, in their wine cellars and oil and so on. It'll be a curse, which the lachas b'sha'arim, be a curse on the prices. Everything will become expensive. V'zayin zroim, you will go out in the farms and you will plant. V'achenim oichon, others will eat it. Shenemar, it says, Afan yesoiz lechem, I'll do for you. V'fkadet yalechem b'holo, and I will bring upon you a b'holo, shachafas, kadachas, all those things that it says, the terrible curses. V'chloi senayim, adivis nefesh, v'zaitim leik, you will plant for no reason. V'achem, achlu aveichem, your enemies will eat it. Atikr b'holo, ela b'chala, because you didn't do the mitzvah chala. If you didn't do the mitzvah challah, this is the punishment you bring upon yourself. But if you do bring it, give challah. It's barchi, be blessed. Remember, it says, "V'reishav seichem titin l'koin lahaniya bracha el beisecha," and that will bring a bracha to your household. This is Tanakh. V'reishav seichem titin l'koin. Sorry, ba'ovim bittul trumas and ma'ases. If you don't give trumas and ma'ases to the koinim and levim, shamayim netzadim elohei the talamotar, then the heavens will not only stop giving the rain, will even stop giving the dew properly. Everything will become expensive. Everything will be lost. And the people will run after their livelihood, but they will never attain it. Because there will be a famine, and things will be very, very difficult. The pasuk tzia, that will be thirsty. They will steal from the winter. That they will still commit when they sin. My mashmat, what do you want from the Torah of Shmuel? That the summer will steal from the winter. Mitzvahs that I gave you in the summer, what mitzvahs do you have in the summer? Your farms are ready, your produce are ready, you should have given them through a mysis. The loya system, but you didn't give them, is yigzul mikem, it will steal from you, meshalek from the winter, be meisak shamim. And you won't have what to eat, anything become very expensive. If you do give him his barchin, you will be blessed. Shenema, it says, Haviu as kol ha-maisa, beis ha-oitza, you'll bring the maisa to the treasury, v'hetera be-beisi, and you'll have food in my house, v'chonun rabazais, and you have allowed to test me, amashan tzvaka, test me, if you give the true maises, you'll see that you will do well. You know, after lechem, test me to see if I don't open for you, as harubas ha-shamayim, the windows in heaven, v'adikoisi lechem brocha ad blidah, I'll give you a brocha that will never end. My ad blidah, what do you mean never end? Your lips will get tired from saying the word die. The Baal Shem Tov very nicely says that, you know, that what's pshat, that every, you know, there's different ways of expressing, using different parts of your mouth. So like, you know, boomp is your lips, and achaha alochesayin hey is from your throat. The letters Dalet and Yud are not uttered by your lips. Dalet is the tongue. So that's what the pasuk says. Just like your lips will never tire from saying the word Dai, Dalet, Yud, because it doesn't say it at all, so too the Eibush will never tire of giving us all the brachas in the world if we give Trumas and Maisis and Tzedakah and so on. Be'oven Gezel Hagubay, and the sin the sin of stealing, Hagubay Oyler, that's when the locust comes up, Harav Hava, and then there's hunger or famine, and Adam Oichle Basar B'Neim, the same. And other curses, you eat your own flesh. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, the Shimu Hadavar, as I listen, Paris Haboshan Ashabahar Shemling, Oishkeis Dalin, if you steal from the poor, Horeitzis of Union that oppress the poor, and so on and so forth, they will, that's when the Arba will come. Omar Abu Ghanhani, Nashi Nuchuza, like these women of Mechuza, from the city of Mechuza, interesting here, the Ochlan, that they eat, they consume their a lot of money, of them, but they don't work. So Rashi says, come in the top Rashi here, the Ochlan of them, Nimtza Shegoizlis as Baalein. But they don't work, interesting, they're stealing from the husbands. But Oid, and other says Rashi, Mitreshim Lamad, Marchal Mishta, Gormis, the Baalein Ligza, because they have such big spending habits, causes the husband who cannot earn enough to go out and steal. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "He kasi eschem, I will strike you, b'shidofen of the yerokin, and harbeis and ganeseichem and the karmeichem, mutenechem, b'zaseichem, yechel hagezem will be eaten up by the locust, and so on." Uksiv, and then the pasuk says, "Yes, the gezem, whatever's left over by the gezem, these are different kinds of locust. Ochel arbe, the next kind of locust will eat it." The yeser arbe, what's left over by the arbe, ochel ha-yelek, the next kind of locust will eat it. And the yeser ha-yelek, left over from the yelek, ochel ha-chosel, the chosel will eat it. Uksiv, and it says, v'yigzer al-yamin, v'rov, and it says there'll be a hunger, v'yechel, al-smoil, v'lo-sovel, they'll turn left and will never fill up. Ish psar zroya yechelu. He will eat his own flesh. Al-tikv says zroya psar zaray. Doesn't mean his own flesh of his arm, but it means psar zaray of his own children. That's what happens when they steal. And the Gemara will continue along this theme, and we'll continue Midshem tomorrow.